fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, it is Thursday, the 18th day of May, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to John Moore Show. We do begin here at Republic Broadcasting. This is the first live show of the day with the Pledge of Allegiance, I'm proud to say. This morning we have Deputy Hendricks from the beautiful state of Mississippi, where he proudly flies the proper flag of the state of Mississippi in front of his home, as all Mississippi residents should do. So here we go. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning to lovely Mrs. Moore. Good morning to John, you done, and good morning to Kirk. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic which stands, the nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Well said, Deputy. Any updates on your ongoing project with the consequences of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot in your neighborhood?
No, sir. I had an unfortunate incident on Mother's Day for me personally, and that I was careless, and I'm speaking to you on an excursion Mother's Day, and like I said, I was careless and lost my phone. I was kind of upset the last couple of days. I got an echo on my end.
Right, right. Your audio is not the best. We kind of lose you here and there. So you lost your telephone. You're using a borrowed telephone right now?
Well, I got a new one from a provider yesterday.
I don't think you got your money's worth there, Hendricks.
Well, I'll go talk to. Well, either that or the connection. Sometimes we do have bad connection out here. We had thunderstorms roll through here all night. So,
okay, all right. Well, best luck with your new telephone. And anything else before you get away?
No, just y'all have a great day, you, Kirk, and the lovely Mrs. Moore, and y'all leave them my prayers, and of course, God bless America, as you always allude to and say, and of course, because he was king.
Roger that. Thank you, Deputy. We appreciate it. And we have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend Kirk. Kirk Finney is the proprietor of Water Revolution. His company manufactures a complete line of water filters, including one we talk about the most, the ReadyPure countertop stainless steel gravity feed water filter that instead of the very fragile, and it is very fragile because I've seen these things break, plastic spigot that they have on Berkey's, one at Kirk has is solid metal and will last for decades. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
Well, I felt any better it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
I'm doing well.
All right. Well, Kirk, all these issues continue to move forward. This Riley Bryant, what's her last name? The swimmer? Riley Gaines, I think her name is. She's lobbying U.S. Congress to pass laws. This is a sad commentary on where our society has gone. Laws to define legally what is a woman, what is a man, what is a boy, what is a girl, what is a mother, what is a father. It's a sad commentary. We've reached the point where we have to take into account the inability of mentally incompetent people, people have mental illness issues, into mainstream language. But that's where we are, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, I read something a long time ago that suggested that you can really understand the, you know, the idiocracy of a nation and the stupidity of its people in direct relevance to how many laws have to be created because, you know, people can no longer think for themselves and make good decisions. And I talked to Kathy about this yesterday in the car. We've really reached a point now due to the education system over the last 50 years and the breakdown of morality and the widespread corruption that permeates every part of our government, including the military. And we get to the point now where, you know, we have a nation of people that are uneducated, can't think for themselves, afraid to make judgment decisions. You know, everything's okay. God forbid we criticize anybody. And you simply can't run any country or any business, you know, that way. And make no mistake about it, you know, America is a business. And it's being run into the ground on purpose so that they can bring in this new ideology and digitized slavery, which is what we have on the horizon if we don't begin to wake up. You know, this is just one element. You look at what's going on now with the Hunter Biden investigation, you know, and how they're turning away the special section of the IRS that was looking into his, you know, his shenanigans. Along with his father, that's been shut down. That's been talked about now in Congress. I mean, these things are just crazy. I mean, I just don't understand it. I don't understand how the people can accept it, you know, at this point, and continue to roll along like nothing's happening. It's a big, big, big problem, and we have to begin to address it in some fashion.
Well, I refer to those who oppose us as a coalition that I refer to as the Socialist, Communist, Democrats, Muslims. They've been working for a little more than a century, beginning with the communist takeover of Russia, to take over the world. And it's, nothing is happening spontaneously or on its own. These issues are planned in detail in advance. They have focus groups that have men and women in very specific areas of expertise, psychological professionals, health, medical professionals, legal professionals, behavior specialists that understand American psyche and the psyche of other groups of people around the world, by the way, so they know exactly what trips are triggers and how to manipulate them. And they have a plan and a program, and they're very close to achieving their goals, as we're seeing all around us. And the way to fight this is to do what they've did, which is to have conservative Christian patriots get elected to school boards, get elected to city councils, get elected to county commissions, become office holders at every level. We have more than 3,300 counties in the United States, Kirk, and the power of these parties, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, comes from these 3,300 counties. That's where it comes from. You take that away from them, and they've lost, Kirk.
Yeah, I agree with everything you're saying, John. You know, I think just to take it one step further, I think that the bottom line here is that you have evil versus good, and that the socialist, democratic, communist ideology has really just been a psychological operation to convince, you know, useful idiots to move in their direction and feel good about it emotionally, you know, while they do it. And, you know, it's been going on for 6,000-7,000 years at this point. I mean, it's exactly the same thing that we saw in Babylon, you know, the rise of the king and the evil and, you know, the slavery and the killing. And we just see this going on and on and on. And you're right. I mean, it's going to have to come from a grassroots effort, you know, from the counties to change things. I don't know what the methodology is, but we've got to start doing something.
Well, I do know the methodology. Most people don't know that in their county, there's men and women that are sit on the Republican Central Committee. These are elected positions, and they don't know that these positions even exist. They simply don't know. As an example, I use a lot to show the utter ignorance of the American citizens. Very good friend of mine, and he is a very good friend. I've known him and worked with him for about 30-something years. Air Force veteran, graduate of a 4-year brick-and-mortar college, owned his own business for decades with as many as 8 and 10 employees at a time, wrote a book that was published on his area of expertise. Now, and a husband and a father with, he's probably got some grandkids by now. Now, with all that as a background of this successful, well-educated man, he did not know, Kirk, that there was a difference between a state senator and a United States senator. Now, if a man with that level of knowledge, that level of formal education, that level of being successful in our society does not know there's a difference between a state senator and a United States senator, what does that say for the unwashed masses out there who may or may not have graduated from high school, may or may not have had any success in life? What does it say about them?
Well, I think, you know, the type of government that we have, you know, constitutional republic, demands that we have an educated electorate. And we simply don't. So, I mean, you've got areas of the country like Arizona, which in my opinion are predominantly what we would call red states. You've got Dave Hodges, who speaks over and over again about the endless corruption in Arizona. And, you know, how is that possible when the majority of the state are constitutionally minded, conservative thinking people? Well, the answer is that, you know, the people with the guns and the people that control the money supply ultimately create the control. And you know, their answer to the voting system and the way this country is supposed to be run is, so what? You know, we've got these laws, we've got this constitution, we've got these independent voting bodies, and we don't care because we can manipulate all vis-a-vis our technology and vis-a-vis our few minions that are in key control positions. And it's like a giant club. You know, it's like the comedian said, you know, this is a club and you're not in it. And that's what we see. And I wish it wasn't so, John, but I meet people that are great people that are in high position. I talk to everybody. I was at a wedding in Connecticut last weekend. I must have met 75 people, the majority of which were very, very high-powered business people. This was by far the nicest wedding I've ever been to. I had no idea it was going to happen because, you know, the bride is not wealthy and her family is just, and always has been, just getting by. I guess the groom's family must have paid for this function because it was unbelievable. And the people that I met there were just tremendous. And I had conversation after conversation after conversation, you know, cigars out on the veranda, the whole deal. And the general consensus of the people that think like you and I do is that, you know, this thing is done and there's very little that we can do to combat it. We can talk about it. It's not going to matter. At this point, we just have to all prepare the best we can for our family safety in every way possible.
Well, I suggest doing both. I've been a prepper for decades. I did my first paid consultation with a family the summer of 1977. A couple flew their own airplane down from Nevada, from Las Vegas, to consult with me for a day. So I advocate both. I advocate that families have a safe haven that is completely set up to grow their own food, have a proprietary sense of a source of water, and a way to defend it and become part of the community, on one hand. On the other, I also advocate that men and women don't give up for the political side, that they get active politically, to have conservative Christian Republicans be elected to school boards, be elected to county commissions, be elected to city councils. Especially, the blue states may be lost. And the red states, however, my state, Missouri, is a very red state. The red states need to consolidate their strength and get even stronger. The possibility exists that this country could split apart. I don't want to see that happen. If it does, however, the stronger these states are, the better off they'll be. Some states are coming up with their own gold-backed currency, for example, which would allow them to continue to function economically if the United States economy falls apart, wouldn't it, Kirk?
I hope so. I mean, you know, we've got a situation here in our area where I would say that 80 or 85% of the folks are on the, you know, the public dole in some fashion. And I'm going to include government retirement in that, even though I know that really isn't the same thing. But the bulk of their existence is allowed to happen and continues based on the government sending them a check or giving them credits in some fashion. That's what I mean when I say government dole. And, you know, I just wonder, I mean, are any of those people willing to actually go back and have a real productive life after experiencing, you know, this free ride? And I'm not saying it's always free. It certainly isn't. Retirement wouldn't fall into that category, but hopefully you get my gist. It's very, very difficult to change lifestyle philosophy, and they might feel one way politically and spiritually, but yet their whole life is interwoven into this machine, and they're unwilling to risk losing it. And I think that, more than anything, I think that's the biggest problem that we have right now. We've got a whole lot of folks out there that are very comfortable that really aren't willing to risk what they have and the security of what they have. And I would suggest that true freedom is only going to come as a result of being able to, you know, to risk that. What we saw, you know, 250 years ago in this country, it's the same thing. People don't change. You know, the ideas, the methods, the technology, they all change, the terminology, the way we think about things perhaps, but basic human nature never changes. And we're going to see a repeat of what we saw then. And, you know, like Doug Hagman would tell you, if you put him in a room, I think there's only one way out at this point. And I hope to God that doesn't happen, but I feel very certain that it will. And that's kind of where I'm at. And you know, the things that I do every day, like you know, to prepare and make sure we have enough, to make sure that we've got enough food on hand to get through, you know, a period of time, make sure we have, most importantly, access to clean water in any kind of an emergency shutdown or you know, our God. I mean, we could, with these smart meters, we could actually see forced, planned, programmed rolling blackouts under any auspices that they choose to say. Most people will believe it. Well, you know, we can only use the electricity for 3 hours a day, and that's just enough to keep, you know, the food from dying prematurely in the freezer or the refrigerator, if we're careful not to open the door, you know, for too long. This kind of shenanigans. And the other thing that really scares me the most is I was watching a news program yesterday, and they were talking about how now you've got 5 or 6 instances of this bird flu breaking out in the United Kingdom. And they're now beginning to suggest that this particular outbreak is going to affect children in a very serious way. And the hospitals, even here in America, are now gearing up the children's hospitals for how they're going to handle this quote unquote next pandemic. And oh, by the way, it's a pandemic that doesn't reveal itself in symptoms. And I know there's a medical term to describe that. I can't recall what it is. But the point is that you could have this disease and not see any symptoms whatsoever. But then, of course, you become a weapon for those, you know, that you might give it to that would, of course, get, you know, symptoms. Exactly the same pitch that we saw, you know, with the COVID thing. And it really concerns me.
Hold on, Kirk. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm often gone to look away. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie.
Away. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of high-quality water filters, including the ReadyPure countertop stainless steel water filter, with a very nice $100 discount on each piece of equipment. We got Kirk with us, the proprietor of the business. Kirk, tell people how that discount works.
Well, what happens, folks, is that we give a $100 discount off the normal price of the ReadyPure unit to all the John Moore Liberty Man listeners. We've been doing that now for about 2 years. It's a tremendous value. And once again, you know, we moved our inventory from one warehouse to another, and then we've moved it again recently. And Kathy has found a few more of these ReadyPure Seconds, which are available at a $150 discount. There's just a few of them. So if you're interested in one of those and saving the extra $50, these are like scratch and dent units that typically have either a small indent maybe on the lid, or they might have a little scratch. You know, they look brand new. They work completely the same as the new units do. All the components are good. They're just available at a deep, deep discount. So I think there's six or five or some such thing. So if you're interested in picking that up, I would call today because last time we did this, they were gone in about 2 hours. So that number at the office is 336-525-1015. And again, that's the Ready Pure units at $150 off. And we've got a number of spring prep sales happening this week as well. One of them is our economy drinking water solution for the kitchen called Mod Water, which is normally priced at $447. This is a very unique device because it's quick and easy to install. It's inline. It does create the alkaline antioxidant water that's first been filtered by either our ImmuniProtect or our WellProtect technology. We've got two different cartridges that we can use in that unit depending on whether you have well water or city water. And again, that's the Mod Water, and that's a 30% off sale. That's going to end on Monday, and we've got another spring special, and this one is really hot. It's our premium under-counter drinking water system called the Helix Purity, which is an 8-component system. This creates 99.9% purified water, completely removing all the contaminants, all the chemicals, all the fluoride, and even radiation from the water. So you can imagine how effective this would be against any kind of an issue that would happen in the public drinking water. Again, that's the Helix Purity. And this unit has got our brand new Helix Energizer technology coupled to it, which creates the micro-clustered structured water. And that's also a frequency adding system. Again, the Helix Energizer. So Helix Purity under-counter drinking water system. For folks that buy that this weekend, they're still going to get the free whole house Helix Energizer, which is a $695 value. So you get a $695 whole house Helix Energizer system along with the Helix Purity premium drinking water system. So that's what's going on this week. Check it out online. Give us a call. Hopefully I'll have an online code for you by the end of this message. We'll see how the other half does with the office work. And we'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you, Kirk. We appreciate it. Well, it's from coming out of Arizona. I watched a couple-minute presentation. Carrie Lake's attorney addressing a judge in open court, outlining what happened. Well, there were 11 men and women who were their assignment was to verify signatures on ballots. And I did the math on this. The time they took and the number of signature verifications, it came down to 3 seconds per signature verification, which obviously you can't verify anything in 3 seconds, can you, Kirk?
I don't know, but this is another example of what I just talked about. You know, you've got a corrupt judicial system. You've got corrupt people in politics, both at the state and federal level. And you've got this gigantic behemoth that's intent on, you know, making the key swing states, and Arizona is one of them, going in their direction so they can steal these elections. And this is what, you know, and not only that, but you've got, you know, the cartels down in Mexico that have intertwined with the Arizona government, you know, as Davis suggested. And it's gotten to the point where it's just ridiculous. I mean, I don't know how do you get out of this, John? I mean, I don't know that local county political meetings are the answer. And that's what I want to know. If I was in Arizona, I would be even more upset than I am, you know, here in North Carolina, especially understanding the political and the corruption activity that well, Dave has outlined.
We have the same checks and balances at the state level that we do at the federal level. The executive branch, the judicial branch, and the legislative branch. To be successful in doing what they're doing in Arizona, they have to have taken over and corrupted all three branches.
Right.
And I don't believe they've been completely successful yet. All these judges, for all of them to be corrupt is highly unlikely. Some of them obviously are. But going back to 3 seconds, you can verify, you can see that somebody scribbled something, but you can't verify anything in 3 seconds. There's not time to do that.
No, I agree.
So here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. I have an event coming up in Des Moines, Iowa, the second week of August, with the Red Pill University Expo. That'll be posted on my website soon, as soon as my webmaster gets to it. He's a busy guy. It'll be a lot of fun, and I hope that many of you can make it up there. The documentary Died Suddenly is there on my website. Very important to understand what's going on with the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. Interviews with embalmers that have been doing this for decades, pulling these disgusting growths out of people's bloodstreams. They're really not blood clots in a traditional sense of the word. These things are growing inside people's arteries, and they could be 4 inches long, they could be a foot long, they could be 3 feet long, believe it or not. Very scary stuff. And, of course, log cabin kits. If you'd like a log cabin, just like Davy Crockett had 200 years ago, or a 6,000-square-foot log mansion, as featured in the TV series Yellowstone, we can make that happen for you. Details at thelibertyman.com. Last but not least, Proxit will help you achieve your goals, such as the Liberator rocket heater, stay warm and cozy, and save money, like I do. Details at thelibertyman.com. Last but not least, the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, if you have arthritis pain issues, check out the Energy Cleaner at thelibertyman.com. Place your order right there using PayPal or call my toll-free order line, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filters. Well, Kirk, things in the news are obviously very disturbing, and I think people need to be aware of them. Something that's come to my attention, I want to get down here to Steve Quayle's website about the evidence of nurses being ordered to murder COVID patients. Very scary stuff. And we got a caller here. Kirk, we got Chris in Virginia. Good morning, Chris.
Yeah, morning, gentlemen. I was listening to a radio show last night, a Border Patrol guy, a 20-year veteran, and what they were talking about, I agree with. And I think what we're seeing right now is a good way to describe it as blitzkrieg, and I think that they're going to go kinetic with an operation. And I'm starting to believe that. So for me, it's starting to be ammo, food, and water. What do you guys think about that? All these people coming in here, fighting age males. We've ran through all these scenarios.
But okay, it seems Chris, like they're just, do you own a battle rifle to defend your family with?
Yes, sir. I am.
Okay.
I have an AK and an AR.
Now, with that battle rifle, do you have extra springs, extractors, and firing pins for your battle rifle?
No, I have a lot of preparing to do myself.
Right. Well, and the reason I ask you is because almost everybody listening to you and I talk this morning, all over the United States, has some kind of rifle to defend a family with, on one hand. On the other, almost nobody has the spare parts. Now, your AR-15 cost, $500+, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You have if you fail to buy a $1 spring for your AR, your $500 plus AR will become a very expensive doorstop and nothing else.
Correct.
So get on the stick there, Chris. Get going.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
And Kirk, that's true of almost all Americans all the time. It doesn't matter whether they're veterans or not. Almost no Americans have any spare parts for their rifle that they intend to spend to defend their family with, Kirk. And probably including you.
No, I've got lots of spare parts, and I've got the ability. I'll kick you up one more, John. I've got the ability to make parts, and I know that's beyond the reach, you know, of a lot of folks. But here's the thing, guys: you can't be prepared enough, because not only are you going to be responsible for taking care of yourself and your family, but you're going to have people that you love and care about, and we all have lots of them that haven't prepared at all. And it would be awfully nice to have some extra things to share, you know, with those folks. John, you talked about the news. I'm looking at naturalnews.com, which is a website that we both follow.
Mike,
and I want to just quickly read really fast the first six articles on here.
Okay.
FBI bye-bye. Durham report makes it clear FBI should be defunded or disbanded because it cannot be reformed. Article 2, Biden and his leftist brigade want to shut down the U.S. power grid to achieve absurd climate goals that will decimate the national economy and then impair us on purpose. This is exactly what we just talked about, right? The contrived, you know, brownouts on schedule. Then Salman Rushdie blasts publishers over censorship, warns free expression is under threat. Top seven ways the gender-fluid liberals and cancel culture enthusiasts are wrecking the moral fiber of our youth. Spike proteins in COVID-19 vaccines can cause brain damage, neurosurgeon reveals. And then the food collapse coming, ongoing drought forces farmers to abandon wheat crops. And lastly, U.S. household debt soared to all-time high of $17 trillion in quarter one of 2023, thanks to the Fed's relentless rate increases. And then after that, you've got birds of the same feather, you know, talking about Vice Media going out of business and its assets being scooped up, you know, at a big discount by George Soros. And then I'm going to add to this that bird flu outbreak that they're talking about now in the UK, which they fully expect to come over here to the US. In fact, they're preparing for it now with the hospitals. So when you put all these things together, I would make a case that we're already in a kinetic war and that there's lots of ways to kill people, and it doesn't have to just be bullets coming out of a gun. Well, and I think this is what we're seeing now. And you've got a decrease in population on top of all this that's happened already.
I neglected to give the prepper tip of the day, which falls right into line with this. Prepper tip of the day is to read the book titled The Art of War.
Yeah, there you go.
By General Sun Tzu.
Yep.
Typically found in a business book section, a book older than the Christian Bible. And it's mandatory reading in all military academies worldwide. Many business schools have it on the reading list for students in a business school. It's a study in human nature, among other things. But the art of war is the art of deception. And I refer to what's going on right now as the worst crime in recorded human history. The Chinese and the Russians are not doing to their populations what we're doing to ours with these COVID vaccination clot shots. They simply aren't. And we've been set up for the big weenie here, haven't we?
We have. And I think those countries have got, you know, better kinetic control at this point, you know, than we do. But we're getting there quickly. And, you know, the thing is that all of these things are serving to depress and psychologically manipulate the population at large, especially the young people, to where they're going to become completely ineffective, you know, and are unable to mount any kind of a defense because they can't visualize it first, right? What can we accomplish that we don't visualize first? And the answer is nothing. And that's the thing. So if you can keep people dumb, stupid, and afraid to make judgment, then very quickly, you know, and throw in a little sickness and spray a few things in the air, you know, that create flu symptoms. And before you know it, you've got a population that can't do much, or at least
Robert Kennedy Jr. made a statement last week in one of his presentations that I found very alarming. Here's what he said, and he does his homework before he makes statements like this. Here's what he said, Kirk. 57% of American children have a chronic disease.
Bingo.
Now that's – when I was a youngster, it may have been maybe 1% or 2%. But when over half the population, children's population, has a chronic disease – Despite, there's no country that comes close to dollars per person spent on medical care anywhere on the planet compared to the United States.
Amen. That's right.
What's broken here? Something's really broken.
Well, you know, I'll tell you this. You know, we raised four kids in our house. I've got one from a previous marriage that I have my two grandchildren there. One of them is graduating high school this weekend. And what you see is you see a population of children, and I watched this happen over the last 30 years. You know, if you were a child and you were not on some kind of a prescription medication, you almost felt left out from the crowd. I mean, my children were the only children, I think, that we knew that we congregated with on a weekly basis all throughout, you know, 10 years of dance lessons and other clubs and Boy Scouts. And it was tough to find another child that was not on a prescription medication. And of course, none of my children were and still are not. And, you know, you look at that and this is the way of the world. And, you know, it does so many things. Not only does it create, you know, expense and money and additional, you know, a loss of ability to plan and prepare because you're spending money buying this crazy medication. But on top of that, you've got the whole psychological impact of teaching children from a very young age that they need to be completely dependent on the infrastructure, whatever that infrastructure is. And then, you know, as a deceptive control organization, they can manipulate, you know, who the organization is at any point in time that people have to be dependent on, right? It could be the government. It could be, you know, the COVID overseers. It could be, you know, the doctors. It could be the pharmaceutical companies. It could be the brands that sell expensive, overpriced crap that every kid has to have in order to, you know, build any kind of a self-esteem. You've got all these things woven in together. And then you've got the social media platforms, which they're constantly on, right? We've all seen that. And they're getting reinforced psychologically on all these different things. And let's throw in a few other crazy you know, schemes along the way and build a cute story around it, you know, like this transvestite thing we're seeing. All of these things are just served to create a control structure and kill the children's ability to make decisive decisions and to want to take any kind of an action because they're afraid to be judged or outcasted. And it's ingenious when you sit back and look at it all, even though it's evil and even though it's killing us, it's ingenious to see it. And, you know, what the answer is to fight against it, I'm not sure, but it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And it's almost painful to think about all the pieces of the puzzle. And that's why so many people don't do it, because it's much more convenient to sit back and say, well, you know, we're getting our retirement. We're going to retire in 3 or 4 years. Let's keep our mouths shut. Let's go with the flow, smile and make friends, you know, and do all these things because we don't want to risk, you know, our current lifestyle. Well, of course, that current lifestyle is going to end anyway because of the debt and because of the other control factors that are increasing. You know,
we have a cultural war update here. This is published just in the last few minutes at the Liberty Daily. There's a company called Adidas. I know when I was in high school, sure. I used Adidas track shoes. They were the highest quality that I could get my hands on at the time, the highest quality anywhere, quite frankly.
Yep.
Their current advertising for women's swimsuits features a man, 6'2", with a hairy chest, wearing a woman's swimsuit. This is, somebody else to boycott. I mean, I haven't talked to the local Budweiser detail man that goes around and takes the orders for the local stores, but I'll be telling him that your products are not welcome in our county anymore. We've had enough of your woke activities promoting your products with a adult male who's pretending to be a 12-year-old girl. So this, the latest culture war update, is Adidas using a 6'2" man to promote their women's swimsuit line.
Yep, and I'll throw another one at you that's going to shock you even more. Do you know that the Sports Illustrated magazine that publishes the swimsuit issue every year, which, and I've never subscribed to it, but, you know, I've certainly seen it, and I'm sure you have as well. And you know that this year they've got a transvestite on the cover.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Can you imagine? Sports Illustrated. Unbelievable.
Amazing.
Just unbelievable. This is even better than dropping pamphlets out of the sky, you know, on airplanes. I did that.
I did that.
No, I'm sure. Yeah, it's crazy.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, the culture war continues, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And, you know, we know what the purpose is. And that's why we're so adamant, you know, on all the prep and all the ability to keep yourself healthy and, you know, invest in those tools that you can use, you know, like the energy cleaner and other products to really make sure that you can stay healthy and fortify instead of degrade your immune system. And that's what our water products are all about. You know, people ask me all the time, what separates Water Revolution from other products that are out there? Well, the answer is that we do a whole heck of a lot more than just deal with purification and cleaning of the water, because most of the water that we have access to is dead energy-wise. It's dead or harmful frequency-wise, and the body is a water-based system. You know, 70% of the body's water by weight, but 90% of the water or more is water by molecular count because of how small the water molecules are. And there's hundreds of scientific tests and studies, some of which were award-winning over the last 10 years, that show the interrelationship of the body's communication systems with water, specifically how frequency manipulates or contributes to health in the body vis-a-vis, you know, the water system. So that's why energized, healthy water is so important, and our systems create that. We're very proud of it, and we're here for you. Give us a call, and whatever your needs are and whatever your budget is, we'll find a solution to make it work for you.
All right. Got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Have you seen any of this wokeness in your neighborhood yourself?
I'm not really involved. You know, my kids were all homeschooled. So I've never really been a part of the local education system. I mean, obviously I've watched it from the outside looking in. They all participated in many social activities that, of course, all the children did. And so I got to see some examples of it. And it's crazy. I mean, what's going on? I'm glad that my children were not involved socially with what's happening now. I mean, my youngest, I think, is 23. My oldest is 30, you know, for the children that Kathy and I raised. And I'm really glad that they were born then and not now. I mean, it would have been even better if it was 10 or 15 years before, but we can't go back in time. And but there were great changes even between when you went to school, when I went to school, when you were in the service, and when I was in the service, you know, a few years later. I mean, the degradation is everywhere.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, But we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Kirk, we got a caller here with a question for you. Mark in Alabama. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, see, you were just a second ago talking about, well, maybe I'm going to misuse the word, molecular harmony or something like that of water. I was wondering, Kirk, have you ever seen or used a Tibetan singing bowl?
Yes, all the time. We've got four or five of them in the house.
Okay, so have you ever done the practice where you make the water dance and stuff like that?
Sure, yeah. The response of water and all particles, you know, to frequency is really amazing. And, you know, that was really the impetus, you know, for what we created with our energizing technology over 15 years ago, you know, was those types of modalities.
Okay, because I was just going to suggest if you haven't, I don't know how all your different systems works. I mean, I know I got a couple of your Redipures, but I was going to suggest, you know, some kind of like a vibrational brass element inside of some kind of spigot that you might be able to manufacture and produce and sell, and maybe go along the lines of that to kind of get people other options and to put some more income in your pocket.
Well, we've been working on a number of these technologies, you know, for a while now, and that was really the impetus of building a machine shop. Was I wanted the ability to be able to create my own prototypes and experiment and do these different things. So I think you'll be excited to see, you know, what's coming in the near future. And we appreciate you, Kyle, as always.
All right. Thank you, then.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see if we can squeeze one more call in here. Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Yeah. Good morning. You know, you were talking about, by the way, I really appreciate your comments, John, and your guest. I'm sorry, I lost your name. Anyway.
Kirk,
yes. The thing that I think we need to realize is that these companies know they're fixing to use millions of dollars. They're going to lose millions of dollars. Adidas, Sports Illustrated, people are going to boycott them. They ain't going to buy them. So the hard thing to wrap your mind around is that those companies are so determined to destroy this country that they're willing to do that. They are the enemy.
Okay. Well, thank you for your comment there, Kyle. We're top of the hour break. We'll be back with Dr. Horowitz. Kirk, thanks, sir. We'll talk to you next time.
Yeah, thanks a lot, John.
Okay. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Stay tuned.
RepublicBroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United
with
States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say. Yeah. The dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? What are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.